The Bible says that God is saving our souls. What's he using to save our souls? Huh? The engrafted word, which imparts what? Why y'all talk so low? Y'all were yelling and shouting the world in the club. You were yelling and talking about, yeah, ah, yeah. But down here, you're like, the engrafted word. Like I can't read nobody's lips. I'm not. What? The engrafted word imparts what? The soul of Jesus. Isaiah 53, he poured out his soul unto death. You take hyssop, you dip it in blood, and then you sprinkle it. The word is imparting the blood to wash your soul so God can live in it. That's all he's doing. But guess what has to happen? Here's a $64 million word that most Christians back away from. God's blood is spewing on Rita all day long. But he requires Rita to do what? You got to yield. Yield not to temptation. You got to yield to Jesus when he comes with that engrafted word. If she fights it off of her, the blood can't do nothing for you. You got to yield. When he comes, it's the grace of God in manifestation because he didn't have to swing by to see you. If he came to get you and told you something, the Holy Ghost will never make you do anything. The Holy Ghost cooperates with your will. That's why it says the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Anybody telling you in church that the Holy Ghost made them do something is a lie. Because he won't make you do anything. He might come upon you and inspire you, but you can fight him off of you. You can sit and see convicted of sin and God telling you to get saved. You can fight all that off of me and refuse to go forward to get saved. Your will is strong because God gave your will to you. It's your will, not his. You've got to exercise your will in salvation. If you think God's going to keep you outside of your willful cooperation with him, you have believed a damnable lie birthed in hell. You ain't going to heaven as a fornicator. Because you willed to idolize fornication. If he says that to abstain from fornication, then you do it. You willfully chose to rebel against him. And he's not going to receive a rebel in heaven. Satan has proved that. He kicked him out as one. See, this thing, man, has to stop being silly. And we've got to get serious. The natural man does not receive the things of God. They are foolishness unto him. And you can just look at people. Now look at people you know in church that won't receive anything from the Spirit of God that's true. That's because they're soulish. Soulish people fill the churches. They're not spiritual people. They're soulish. They're soulish. God will frustrate the flesh. He'll frustrate the soul. Trying to get your spirit man to become strong and preeminent in you. So that you won't be affected by your emotions inundating you. You see, you have feelings, but your feelings shouldn't dominate you. I'm not going to get up here hurt and can't serve God because I'm hurt. I feel bad. Or hey, look, I got to look at that word and obey what he tells me to do, oblivious to my surroundings. You got to do what you're told, and this is a discipline. You got to exercise your will to overcome this thing, man. And the Holy Ghost will rest on you as you yield to him. You've got to yield to him. People don't get baptized in the Holy Ghost because they don't yield to him. They get all kind of resistance in their soul. They're trying to figure it out. Or what am I supposed to do? Or forget it. You ain't going to receive it. You about to go half crazy trying to figure it out. Your mind operates too much. That's why you got to fast. You got to deny that flesh. The thing that disempowers the soulish nature in the flesh is denial. You can't give it access to food, weaken it until it dies. You can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost if you weaken the flesh and the soul. You got too much of you in you. It got to be weakened and diminished in its capacity to control you for to receive the power of the Holy Ghost to come upon you. If you commit a sin continually and you're caught, and you just stay in that sin, you're calling forth a demon that rules over that particular sin. You see, a human void of a demon can commit a sin. But if you stay in that sin, you're calling up, you're divining up that demon to govern you. Because a demon may rule over fornication or adultery or something, and you continually practice it, that spirit going to come and reinforce your flesh in that area. And now you got a spirit in you that's opened up a door. You know, you got doorkeeper demons that let others in. So you started off fornicating, now you're masturbating. Now you're a porno addict. Now you're in all kinds of perverted sex. Now you're raping women. Now you had a door opened up because you got into a forbidden area. You abide in a sin, you invoke and you invite the demon that rules that particular area of sin. The whole world is being knit together in a spirit of insanity right now. If you look at Romans chapter 1, don't turn there, in Timothy 1st or 2nd Timothy chapter 3, it's talking about insane people. Perilous times shall come. People will be full of all kinds of foolishness based on what? Loving themselves. Romans chapter 1 almost repeats the same list again. Proud, heady, high-minded, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, implacable, etc., etc. That's an insane asylum is what we're looking at now. The people are being driven into madness because they concentrate on the earth and they concentrate on the world of the devil, and their gateways are opening up and the demons are coming in, driving them crazy. And it ends up in what Romans chapter 1 calls reprobation. That's the mind of a castaway that can't be saved. If you look at some people, they have gone past the point of no return. They're not going to get saved because they can't be saved. They are irrational. They're insane. Their conversation is insane. It's madness. Don't try to waste your time on that. They're reprobate. They're unsavable. The first stop you get to prior to reprobation is homosexuality. The next step after homosexuality is reprobation. Sexual deviance and depravity goes through uncleanness, followed by vile affections, and finally reprobation, Romans chapter 1. You start off in fornication and heterosexual sex. It perverts to homosexual sex, and then it ends in insanity. You know we're right here right now. They're embracing homosexuality as a normal thing. They're teaching it to your kids in school. They've got textbooks with it presented to young people in school, elementary school. That's telling you that spirit is headed toward reprobation. Total depravity, total corruption of society. And it's irretrievable. When corruption sets in into any organic thing, you can't reverse corruption. When an apple begins to decay, you can't stop decadence. It's going to decay. It's going to rotten. And that's what's happening to society. God knows that. So I believe he's in the process of preparing one last surge, one last release of laborers to bring in this harvest so he can destroy this leftover crop. What you got basically is this. A world housing his church. The church is born out of the world, and everybody else down here that's not in the church is nothing but afterbirth. You don't take afterbirth home with you from the hospital. You throw that away. What's God using the world for and the people in it? To forge his church. They provide pressure to make us give up on the world and come out of it. You can't see that everything in your life in Christianity is designed to take you through design phases of giving up on what you thought was important. You haven't figured that out yet. Every time you put some weight on something, it just falls apart. Got a brand new job. God bless me with a job. thank you, you're fired. And I just bought a new car. We're taking that bet you can't pay for it without a job. We just bought a house. You got to give that up too because you lost your job. You can't pay for your house neither. Everything. Everything you put some weight on, he'll put his finger on it because you thought that was going to make you. So what's the key to getting free? Just don't care about nothing.
That's right.
Don't make no difference to me. Everything has to be put on what? The altar. All this time, I didn't have a son. Isaac. I got Isaac. Isaac has been born. Thank you, God. Offer him up. I thought you... Take him up to the top of the hill and butcher him. He'll do it every time, man. Guess when you got it, you got all hyped up and jumping around and shouting. But if you lose all that, I don't expect nothing down here because there's nothing down worth nothing. I can't go up or down because I don't like nothing. I don't want to be here. I hate the place. I despise everything. I hope it all burns up. That's why people push back from this. Why? They're a friend of the world. They're the enemy of God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life, they're all of the world, and everything is perishing. The world is passing away, and the lust thereof. Only he that is doing the will of God shall live forever. James 4:4, a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Galatians 1 says we've been delivered from this present evil age. When you don't have any skin in the game, he can burn this place to hell tomorrow morning and you could care less. Man, you're free. When your soul has been delivered from being controlled by your senses. I don't care about none of it. I hope it goes away. I pray for it to go away. Earthly, sensual, demonic. That's the road into you to make you a reprobate. Your mind is a tool that the Spirit uses. It should not dominate you. Your mind should not dominate you. Well, in my opinion, the way I see it, I believe God. That's the mind dominating you. Notice how many people talk to you in theories. I tell people all the time on our Facebook group, I don't deal in theories, nor do I deal in opinions. It is written. See, Jesus, when confronted by the devil, didn't go and become a philosophical type of guy and give him theories. He said, Satan, it is written. That's the spirit controlling your mind, not your mind dictating to your spirit. If you begin to get philosophical with the devil gonna tear you up, man. The devil's mind is like a computer. If he can get you into his ball game of philosophical discussions, he'll have you in the flesh thinking you're deep. And he'll give you accolades and pay homage to you and give you all kinds of what?
Attaboys.
Huh?
Attaboys.
He don't give you attaboys, but the devil, he specializes in compliments. He's trying to deal with your flesh. Man, that word, man, you know you got that word in. You know you can rightly divide that word. Girl, you sharp with that word. How long you been saying, girl, you know you? And you, your head just filling up with air. That joker got you. He got you in his ballpark. Knowledge will puff you up, but God's presence, which is love, will edify other people. Demons infest the carnal mind. We're living in an end time world that has been driven insane. Remember, this flesh, the body, is conscious of the environment. Your soul is self-conscious, and your spirit, when born again, is God conscious. When it's not born again, it's dead. And not conscious of anything because it's just a slave. It's bad, man. Think about how many people walk around thinking they're doing what they want to do, when in fact they're doing exactly what the devil tells them to do. Remember now, we'll wrap it up with this statement. God's answer is always himself. God's answer for mankind is only God, not mankind. He's not going to send mankind to save you. When you're a sinner, God's answer for you is Jesus. He sent himself. When you receive Jesus, you receive salvation. God's answer for your sinful life and your lost state is Jesus himself. God sends himself to save us. God's answer for you living the saved life is to send you the Holy Ghost. He sends himself. He's the comforter. He's the paraclete. He's the helper. God only deals with God. He doesn't deal with us. We must allow God for God to move. God is the end and the beginning. He's the middle portion. He's everything. God deals with himself. We are complete only in Christ. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. God only deals with himself, and we got to yield to him. If I'm going to be found saved in the end of all of this, I got to be found in Christ. If you want to live this life, you better get baptized in the Holy Ghost and stop being an idolater. The Holy Ghost ain't going to come on an idolater. Your problem is you got other gods in you that you have risen up above Jesus Christ in your mind, and the Holy Ghost won't come on anybody unless they have only Jesus they worship. Remember, he says they're going to send you the Holy Ghost, and he shall glorify me, Jesus speaking. If you glorify anybody other than Jesus, the Holy Ghost is not going to come upon you. Emotional attachments to people, yokes through soul ties, bondages, even hating somebody is idolatry. Not forgiving somebody is idolatry. When God tells you, if you got aught against any, forgive, that your Father in heaven might forgive you. You block your own forgiveness by not forgiving somebody else. And you'll justify yourself. He don't see nothing but that word and what he told you to do. That's it. There is no justification. If he told you something, that's it. Do it. But I don't feel like I forgave him. He didn't tell you to feel it. He told you to do it. It's an act of your will that sets you free. Or you'll walk around with all this excess baggage, cursing your own life and not able to figure out why I can't advance in God. Why is everything going south for me? Why can't I get anything accomplished? Because God got his finger right on that idol. And as soon as you let that idol go, you'll find your life begin to take off again. While he's dealing with an idol, you're going to be circling. I'm telling you right now, you're going to circle, man. You're going to be trying to go for him. It's like, damn, my idol. Guess what I'm going to always run across in a circle? Dan. 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 I'm getting dizzy. Dan. Now, until I finally say, Dan. I'll forgive you, man. I'll forgive when you. I know you took my wife from me. I know what you did to me, man, 3 years ago. You took my wife, broke up my home. I became a drunk and lost everything because of what you did. I gotta forgive you, man. I'm sorry for what you, for how it happened to my heart against you, man. Now think about it again, though, Dan. What you do to dog? Now, you know, but see, you know, but you gotta forgive. You gotta forgive, man. You gotta forgive. You start bringing it back up. You're not thinking about it again. How you came to my house. I caught you in my house with my wife and everything. And you drove off in my car with my keys in your pocket, drove in my car, had on my pajama bottom when you ran out the house and everything. You dirty, no good. I thought you came here to forgive, man. You're killing Dan. But that's what's happening. You can have stuff in your heart. And you just circle and then go, and you'll keep going right back to the same. You're trying to figure out why. Everywhere I go, I run across this lady. Saw it at Walmart, saw it at the grocery store, saw it, oh man, on the corner, I saw it at the football game, that same. You need to get that right with that lady. Because the Holy Ghost can always be reverberating in you. You need to go and tell that woman such and such a thing. And it's bad with husbands and wives when you know you got to get something right with your husband and wife. You just walking around like, hey, we're going to, hey, what you want for dinner? Hey, no, man. Because the Holy Ghost got you inside you. And he got that pincher inside of you. Be like a lobster claw. Just got you inside, just gripped. Do you find it? Look, I'm sorry what I did. I hadn't been saying that to you. I'm sorry. Get it off of you, man. That'll release you. Or else you just circle forever. Earthly, sensual, opening the door to the demonic. God is trying to set us free, but he can't set us free as long as our senses control us. Ruthlessness is necessary to set people free. That's why I say the stuff I say. I'm not here to hurt nobody and try to beat nobody down. But I know what the problem is. Young boys come to me all the time trying to tell me, Price, see, you need to do it this way. I say, yeah, man, I hear you. Because they don't know. So you just kind of, let them get whatever they got on their chest off of their chest. But hey, look, we got to drive folk away from time and space into eternity because he's going to burn this up. He's going to burn this up, man. God is going to do exactly what he said in this Bible. He's not going to just, every I will be dotted, every T will be crossed. Therefore, we got to warn people that God's impending wrath is coming. All this junk you see in the news, none of it is real. This is a war being fought to see if the Antichrist can govern the whole world. All that Paris global warming stuff, it was about the Antichrist and governing the world's energy sources. None of this stuff is real. None of it. You know why I know it's not real? Because God controls how hot the world gets. So, well, we're heating up the world. God, this world won't be destroyed until God says it's going to be destroyed. It's not going anywhere. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So they're making up all this stuff to make you react to it so they can get inroads to you. While they're steady giving you a steady dose of dumb, the Kardashians, all these little stupid TV shows, Claws, Scandal, Empire, Mary Jane, China Black. That ain't even my real name anyway. Name be something like Donna Johnson. And now she got some kind of virtual name. Got to take on an alter ego to do the dirt. And they had her on Good Morning America telling the story about her life and what she's going through. And it's just idiot gibberish, like somebody that's a moron talking to you. And they have it on the news as if it's news. That's the dumbing down of people. People are dumbed down to the ground. And it's all in the matrix. What must we do? You've got to fast and pray yourself into another state of mind, where your mind detaches from the matrix and attaches to God. You got to go from horizontal to vertical. Now, what will happen to you? This is why most people dealing with what we're trying to do here can't understand it. We'll talk about Dunamis Tabernacle, and they can't understand that none of that matters. See, if your mind is not abstract, you always have a concrete point of view about everything. So anything you mention, you'll have it set in concrete as if it matters, when it's just a functionality in time and space to accomplish a purpose for now, but it's not permanent. So you kind of have to walk around detached from everything in the matrix because it's really an unreality. I don't call it fantasy because your senses detect it as reality. I call it an unreality in that is not permanent. So you got to be able to walk through life detached from the devil's visionary inputs, and at the same time using whatever you got to use to accomplish whatever you got to do. So if we say we're going to raise a dunamis tabernacle, here's what a religious person will do. I'm going to move to Atlanta and join that. You're wasting your time. You just missed it by 1,000 miles. There's nothing for you to join. Because you're going to be thinking there's going to be somebody over you, a choir, you know, and deacons and all that stuff in the old format of formalities that's going to be set up to take care of me. And I can be a member and I can join the G unit. You'll miss it by 1,000,000 miles. This is for an abstract spiritual people wanting to be filled with the Holy Ghost to do the will of God. And wherever the wind listed, the Bible says that's where you flow. You just flow. The church is a universal organism. It's got structure, but it's not concrete. It's a dynamic, abstract environment. It ebbs and flows. You're not attached to anything. You just ebb and flow. You move around. That's why Paul could go down to Capernaum. He could go over to Laodicea. He could drift over to Galatia. He could go over to Corinth. See how he flowed in the church? He didn't have no resistance because it's just a universal body. So if you're looking to move here and join something, you better have God refabricate your mind so you can be the church and not join one. You can't get a membership into that you're born into. You don't have a membership card to your family, do you? You were born into it. The abstraction of the mind is a supernatural thing. And your mind has been trained through carnal inputs to think in concrete. That's the war going on in your mind. Anything told to you, your mind in a carnal state will make it concrete. Anything. It'll make it turn to concrete. It'll make it cement in your mind. You got to learn to walk around in abstracts, man. Abstracts. Ain't nothing that big of a deal. Nothing that big of a deal. Everybody going to die. People say, well, Bryce, you trying to, don't worry about me, I'll be dead. How can I be trying to do anything when I'll be dead? Notice how they jump right to the next thing when somebody dies. You know, Michael Jackson dies, let's jump over here to R. Kelly. Anything to keep that matrix enthralled, that matrix swirling all the time. It's always some news headline every day. The latest news. The matrix just swirling like a huge hurricane. But when you become abstract in your mind, you ebb and flow through this and you don't put any attachments down anywhere. No roots. You don't get hired on a job planning to retire there. You're just around, moving and flowing for what it's worth right now. But there's no telling where I'm going next. I don't know what. I mean, I'm not in it like that. Guy asked me in a job one time. You know, I was working this job. The guy said, Price. He was mad at me about something because I didn't seem like I was interested in what I was doing. And I was doing everything I'm supposed to. I wasn't doing anything wrong. He says, Price, do you want this job? You know, guy, you know, seemed like a regional manager or something. I said, it's a job. He said, do you want the job? I said, it's a job. I don't want or not want a job. I do it. You see, that's an abstract mind. He couldn't even process. He walked out mad. Like, he's crazy. You're crazy. That's what he wanted to say. You care about it because you got a concrete mind. It's a job to be. I show up on time. I do it. I go home. I don't have to want it or not want it. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it getting done? Well, yeah, it's getting done, but I want to feel your exuberance. I want to feel like you bought in. I want to feel like you're a company man. You don't ever want to work for a company man. A dirty company man is crazy because he's an idolater of the company. His position is IBM has made him. He goes back home to his little hometown bragging about with his IBM pin on, wanting everybody to know. He got an IBM shirt on. You still working IBM, Johnny? Yeah, man. See my pen and everything. See my shirt. This is my IBM shirt and everything. This is my IBM pen. That's my IBM car. I got an IBM hat on, an IBM cap. See, people who are an idolater, they wear all that junk. See this ring? That's the ring I got for being there for 10 years. I'm an IBM ring. You know that, you know how that diamond that is sitting. It got IBM right there. See that right there? See it? An idolater of a job. The job gave them identity. People get a college degree and idolize it. Walking down with a little square cap on their head. The whole crowd of the cheering them. That's my granddaughter. That's my granddaughter. Hey, Becky, Becky. That made them because Becky got a degree. A degree in horticulture or something, you know, just basket weaving or something like that. We have got to get delivered from the matrix to serve God. When your mind is out of the matrix, your mind will become abstract. And you'll stop calling me talking about all the stuff we need to do and what's being done to you because you'll lose self-consciousness. The goal is for you individually to lose self-consciousness and you won't care what anybody else is doing because God will be working through you. When it's flow from heaven down through you and out of you, you won't be conscious of yourself. Our mission is to totally exterminate the old man. So self-consciousness will be dismissed from your life so that for the first time in your life, you can really live a life in the spirit with God and be set free. Man, this thing here is like crazy glued on the people. They will not turn loose of this soulish nature, and they brought it to church. All we can depend on is God having a new breed of people that he raises up that can hear the voice of the Spirit saying, come over here to the promised land. Get rid of the soulish idolatry from Egypt. It's imported from Egypt so God can set you free. Most people went to church this morning to be entertained by comedians, showmen, and all kinds of soulish mechanisms they designed to enthrall you. That's why they went. Because if you give them any information that is spiritual in content, they spit it up. They regurgitate it. They don't like it. Telling you folks, it might sound like a light thing, but the devil is dependent on you being earthly, soulish, in order to make you demonic. And once you reach demonic, you're reprobate, and the mind of the demon merges with your mind. And when your mouth opens, it'll be a demon talking through you. And there'll be nothing but bitter vile statements, filthy language, dirty low-down talk. You'll be filthy from the inside out because the demon has set up a citadel in your soul. Remember, people who are reprobate, the spirit man is dead. The soul has become the citadel of Satan, and the demon rules the mind. He thinks through you, he walks in you, and talks through your mouth. That's why when a demon is talking, you better monitor that thing and know that's a demon. And I'm going to tell you right now, you talk to demons
all day long.
Demons ain't loud and abrasive and cursing you out. Demons are just talking to you about casual. That person could be totally demon-possessed and drinking coffee, standing in your office. And that's a demon. Human been gone for 5 years. The person doing stuff at home sexually that will make a dog vomit because they're reprobate. And they sipping coffee in your office, talking to you normally like and you think it's just a human. That's not a human. That person is demon possessed. This is the war we're about to encounter. When God raises up this next generation of saints and slams into this thing, it's going to be volatility. As Trump is marshaling these forces in the White House to fight these folk, Washington get ready to blow.
Amen. Yes.
Now, when it blows, don't be all, I can't believe this country done.
Yeah.
We might come to martial law.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the one world system ain't going to give up. They want the Antichrist enthroned. You're going to start hearing sound bites and all kinds of stories about what people have done. They're going to start pulling back the cover to show you what really went on. Because just like you see all these stealth operatives in the CIA and FBI trying to destroy Trump, there are also people who call themselves patriots in the CIA and the FBI who are going to stand with Trump and got the goods on a lot of folks. Now, see what's going to happen is the threat going to be behind the scene. If y'all don't get right, I'm going to release this in the morning. Now, y'all better vote for this thing. Or I'm going to expose you, a homosexual senator. See, when you start playing hardball out there in that realm, man, everything's in play. And see, life ain't like we think. Whenever you see somebody exposed, somebody being taught a lesson. Bill Cosby was just taught a lesson. Don't think that was just helter skelter. You don't just find that stuff out like last week. They've been knowing this all along the trail, but now it's time to expose it because Bill Cosby trying to flex on us. We got to teach this boy a lesson. And you see it, they become changed men once they taught that lesson. Lil Wayne became a changed man. T.I. King came out of jail a changed man. Because they teach you a lesson. That's the way it goes. They're going to get Jay-Z. Because now you try to talk about it, bit talk. You're going to step on some wrong toes, boy. Coming against these boys, they didn't gave you all this stuff. You don't rise up, nigga boy. We use your nigga boy, and we gave you all this money now to keep these other Negroes in check. Don't get too bold, nigga boy. I'll beat you back down, nigga. You ain't Kunta Kinte, you Toby boy. Toby. You understand me? You allude to African heritage. Your name is Toby. And I'm going to whip you until you say, my name is Toby. Kanye West almost lost his mind behind it, thinking Jay-Z doing me wrong. Man, this thing is real, man. You don't play ball with the boys that put you in power, they're going to take you down. Michael Jackson tried to flex on him. Got a doctor can shoot you full of some stuff, boy, and get rid of you. This is real. You're dealing with Satan's matrix. You're dealing with the person behind the Baphomet, who is Satan. Baphomet is just the outward expression of Satan. An androgynous, transgender statue of the devil. Look, stop playing with this. Stop being entertained by this. You can take Omega Ministries messages to entertain you. And you're a fool. You're a stupid fool. Because what I'm saying is dead serious. It's life or death. They're coming after us with a vengeance. You better gird up. You better get yourself some armor and get prepared to stand. Because when they get here, you better have the real thing. You better fast on your own. You better pray on your own. You better get your own study time. You better stop looking around and see who else is going. If your wife don't go, you better go. If your husband don't go, you better go. Because it's going to be what a captain always yells when that ship is going down. Every man for himself. And the Titanic has already hit the iceberg. Earthly, sensual, demonic. And we're at the stage of the demonic. I believe it's irretrievable. Judgment is set and God's word is sure. Through tons of interpretations this morning, he said, look, you got to stay focused on me. You got to stay anchored to me. Because the storm is coming. God never tells you the storm's not coming. The storm is coming, but you better be focused on me when it comes. Because it's coming in heavy with gale force winds. Don't play right through here. And here, man, get for real. Like I told Barbara about Maisha. I said, Maisha saved. If she dies or she lives, it don't really make no difference. I mean, everybody has a lot of time and space. Hey, look, if she makes it in, good. I said, Barbara, you can rejoice in the fact that you led her to salvation. That's another jewel in your crown. You see, there is no sadness here. There is no longevity here. There is no eternal hope here. Because we're in a volatile, ever-changing environment. Ecclesiastes is all about this. Seasonal changes. A time to be born, a time to die. If you don't put any weight down on it, blows don't come too heavy against you because I don't expect it to be any different than this. You'll go, all of us have gone through seasons of seeing loved ones die. You kept living. It wasn't the death blow to you. Seasons come, seasons go. Our focus is getting a job done, bringing in a harvest, and getting out of here at the appropriate time. Don't let this demonized insane asylum overcome you. It's a dirty deal. It's low down. It is what it is. And we've got to stand like never before in the devil's insane asylum. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for this word. God, take these words and make them alive to the hearers. Earthly, sensual, and demonic. Spirit, soul, and body. Egypt, wilderness, promised land. Outer court, inner court, holy of holies. God, we're trying to get into the holy of holies. We want to reach the promised land. We got to be in our spirits and not our souls. The mind. What are we consciously aware of? The mind is the governor. Am I conscious of the world at large? Am I conscious of myself? Or am I conscious of my spirit where God is enthroned, getting direction from you? I got to fast myself into a state of being totally focused on Jesus, enthroned in my spirit, so I can hear what to do, when to do, how to do, and how to walk this thing out. I got to be led by the Spirit of God to be a son of God. God, all idols, tear them down, kick them all over. Break down every idol, every evil imagination to set me free from whatever hinders me. Whatever is holding my progression back, God, you got permission to destroy that thing and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you would, stand to your feet and we'll dismiss. It's not going to be pretty. It's a war. It's World War III down here. But it's the hand we've been dealt. If you couldn't take it, you wouldn't be born now. You were born for such a time as this because you can take it. You don't see 10,000 people flooding in here because this is not going to be liked by the flesh. It's not compatible to the flesh. It doesn't feel good. You know, there's no sensuality appended to it where I can see some kind of a way to enjoy it in my flesh. You got to be a spiritual person knowing the mind of God and what he's after to do this. You can't be into yourself and wanting to enjoy something. A warfare is not enjoyable. It's a heavy type of a deal. If you would, raise your hands, please, and pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, anywhere, any idols exist in me. Examine me today. And show me any idols in my heart. Emotional. Spiritual. People. Places, things, materialism, how I see myself, rejection, fear, all idolatry, sexual idolatry, my own lust, desires, fantasies, soul ties, anybody in my soul that is preeminent over you. Right now, I cast those idols down in Jesus' name. Now name any idols that come to mind. Anything the Holy Spirit brings to mind as an idol, just quietly tell God that thing or that person or that situation that has had preeminence in you, that's been distorting your emotions or making you feel some kind of a way, or you've been yo-yoed around by the thing and you can't get free. Just tell God, look, I'm letting this thing go today. I want this gone out of me. In Jesus' name. My husband is an idol. My wife is an idol. Girlfriends, boyfriends, fathers, mothers, hurts, rejections, emotions, whatever it is. Just get it off of me. Jesus' name. Tired of this. By way of live stream, do the same thing. Get the thing off of you. You're always talking about your husband. Always talking about your wife not doing. You're an idolater. Get the thing off of you in Jesus' name. This thing is holding you back. keeping you in the wilderness. This is crazy. It's time to be released to go forward, get full of the Holy Ghost, and do the will of God. In the name of Jesus. Right now, God, in Jesus' name, I pray that the Holy Ghost would drive off every demonic element that came as a result of this idolatry. All demons that have festered around idols in people's hearts, I dispatch you from this place right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Drive out every unclean spirit,
yes, Lord,
that has had cohabitation in the human soul based on the idolatry anchored in the soul. Break down the idol, flush out the demon that undergirds the idol. The spirits fill the idols. God, do it now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse the soul. Purge the soul. Deaden that flesh that's idolatrous and drive off the spirits that tried to bind these folks. Right now, in the name of Jesus, all idolatry, I curse it. Drive out every evil entity that's tried to bind her in the name of Jesus. Loose her from it right now. Loose her mind from it right now in Jesus' name. Break the whole of this thing right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Break the hold of this thing. Break the hold of this thing. You bound this woman long enough. Loose her. Break the hold of it. I break the back of this power. Hurt, fear, rejection, break this thing, God, in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. The devil is. Yeah, you will. Loose her right now in the name of Jesus. Loose her. Loose her right now in Jesus. Back from a child. Break that stronghold, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. Right now, God, all strongholds in her soul, in the name of Jesus, remove every barrier, every idolatrous barrier, once and for all, God. It's time to cross this river one last time. Every entity that's trying to bind her, we curse it right now in Jesus' name. And God, we ask you to move her into another realm. Heal her body. Heal her mind, heal her soul from any damage done. Words spoken into her soul. I pull out those fiery darts that took hold on her soul. The devil is a liar. Always trying to put somebody down. I curse you in Jesus' name. Curse you in the name of Jesus. God, it's time to move on to another place right now. Another place. Another place. Another place. Right now, God, in Jesus' name, I pray for her, Chandria. I release her from everything that tries to bind her. in the name of Jesus. Words spoken into her life that have taken root and tried to just bind her. Right now, God, send your word and set her free. In the name of Jesus. I pray, God, her spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. God, send the Holy Ghost upon her right now in Jesus' name. Let her be overshadowed by the power of the Holy Ghost and lift her to another state of being in the name of Jesus. God, send the power of the Holy Ghost upon her. Everything trying to hold her, God, we disperse that thing from her spirit, her soul, her body, anything wrapped around her. We unravel that thing right now in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke. The Bible says the anointing breaks the yoke, God. Break every yoke of bondage and set her free. In the name of Jesus. Idols. We kick over every one of them. We crush every idol right now in Jesus' name. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we kick it over right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Destroy the yokes of them, God. Destroy the yokes of them. All these yokes, invisible yokes. Get rid of them. In Jesus' name. Right now, God, we just commit this time to you. God, bless us as we go. Keep our minds in perfect peace because our minds are stayed on you. God, take us to another place in you. Enough is enough. It's time to move on to a higher height and a deeper depth. God, raise up the end time church. Raise up the end time church so it can be reflective of your body as you would have it to be and not some type of imaginary fabrication of man. God, we need a new kind of a church. We need a new church order to confront the new world order. Do it, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Remember, prayer every night, tonight and every night, 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. Support Dunamis Tabernacle, OmegaMinistries.org. Click on support, then donate. All you men, go to the Man Up America site on Facebook or contact Rashid, vesselsoftruth@gmail.com to get your package. Follow the instructions. We're looking for 1,000 men in December to pour into Atlanta to do something about this mess, this church mess. For us to set the captive free, we must turn on the status quo we call church to let people know this ain't the church. This is just a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. See you back here next Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. Wednesday night Bible study, 7:30. Be blessed. And whatever you do, stay out of the devil's God-forsaken matrix. Have a good week.